But I want first to go now to something kind of unusual, because not every farmer in the next generation is going to come to the land through traditional family ties, and the way they farm may not follow tradition either. For example, Kevin Wallace of New Leaf Urban Farmers. He's growing award-winning vegetables on a rented plot of land in Limerick. And like a number of other Irish growers, believe it or not, Kevin has been exploring techniques inspired by Korean natural farming, which uses microbiology to manage and enrich the soil. Suzanne Campbell paid him a visit to find out more.
You see, in the first tunnel over here, we have tomatoes and the basil there. That will be ready in a few weeks' time. That will grow quite quickly. This walled garden dates back from the 1840s. It's about 1.925 acres. It's a kitchen market garden. That was the idea. It supplied the big house at the time. We have the map from 1840, big huge circles with kind of crosses in them. So there must have been a rockery or flowers and so on and so forth, apple trees and some kind of an orchard. And the rest then must have been veg.
And you're renting this holding, this walled garden is part of a larger estate, I presume?
Yes, this is the seat of O'Grady. O'Grady's back, they were from Clare, they were from Tom Graney. And they had a war with they had all kind of clan fight with the O'Briens. As we say in Clare, they were bait. So they were bait anyway, they moved here. And this has become their, I suppose, the seat for the last 700-800 years. Eliza O'Grady, or Eliza Lloyd now, and Matthew, they have a house down below.
The soil, and we might talk about that now. I mean, what was the first thing you did when you took out the weeds and trees with the soil?
Normally I wouldn't rotivate, but I had to rotivate because the soil hadn't been used since the 1960s.
Yeah.
So the Scotch grass was quite deep down. So we tried at the first area down below there. We did that, but we only rotivated the first 3 inches, and that was a problem. All the grass came back. So the second part then was to rotivate this area here. So we went down about 5 or 6 inches, and that seemed to have got up all the root system. And then we had to handpick, go through the soil and handpick all the root systems out, and then make these beds here. We made the beds and cover it with compost and then applied biology, which we'll talk about in a while. And that way then we've regenerated the soil in that way. We've disturbed it. We've disturbed it massively. We understand that. But if you do it once or twice, it's okay. The soil will heal itself. We haven't gone down too deep to where we destroy the fungal networks. These are permanent beds. They'll never be rotivated again. This is the idea. And we'll add a little bit of compost every single year, but a lot of it will go to the biology. So the biology that we found on the here, we found pockets of mycelium. So we captured that and we stored it and we cultured it and put it back into the soil again. So this is the kind of idea about Korean natural farming.
Kevin came to farming late, having worked in information technology and also spent time living in Asia. It was here that he came across Korean natural farming, which is a set of methods developed by Hankyu Cho from farming practices more common in Japan and Korea.
It's a two-pronged approach. You look at above the soil and below the soil. I suppose 70 or 80% of it would be below the soil, in the sense that you look at soil microbes. So we'll start off in a pristine place, such as the forest out there. We know there hasn't been any chemicals out there. We'll go to an old tree there, a deciduous tree, usually oak or ash or something like that, or beech. We'll put down a capture box. And in that box is like parboiled rice. And you can see there, see that little tarp there? We'll put that kind of tarpaulin over it. So we'll go down to the leaves and the dead leaves that are there, we'll spread them away and we'll look for a mycelium. It looks like cobwebs in an old house. That's what it looks like. And there's different layers of decomposition with the leaves. So you take away the top leaves, which would have been last year's, or this last autumn's. And in between then you'd have like a lasagna effect of different types of leaves, so year after year, and different decomposition rates. So all the microbes are in there breaking that down to feed the tree. It's as simple as that, and to turn it into humus. And what we're doing then is we're breaking that down, finding the mycelium, breaking that away and plonking in our kind of our, it's like a steaming basket, like a Chinese one. Do you know the round ones?
Yeah,
they're lovely. Parboil the rice, fill it up 2/3, put a lid on it, put it into the ground, and we wait. And we wait 5 or 7 days. So that's like a fast food for the microbes.
And the mycelium itself, it's a network of fungi that connect really to all living matter beneath the earth. Don't they? They can communicate, they prevent diseases on trees,
exactly,
they add nutrients to soil where it's needed.
Exactly. There's two major types, I suppose. You've got the mycorrhizal fungi, which kind of link up with the trees and the vegetables and the plants. But then you've got the saprophytic ones, which are the decomposers. So everything's got a function.
Yes.
And so even your E. coli and everything in the soil, that has a specific function.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good thing, but I suppose in Korean natural farming, they say the good and the bad is one.
So this is your cool room.
Yeah.
And what are you taking for delivery today?
We're taking 3 boxes down to Brough Spa Shop, a local shop. They're really supportive, so they're really great. We have mixed leaves and we have spinach. Ba-dum, ba-dum. Move these over.
Catherine, Kevin's veg comes in. Does it sell well?
It sells within a couple of days. It goes really, really fast. People actually come in looking for it when it's not on the shelf. Yeah, people can't get over the flavour of it, actually. And it's all types of people that are buying it. Like, it's not just specifically people looking for organic or anything like that. The word is spreading about how good it is.
Yeah, very good.
And it's local, which is great.
As you heard from Catherine, people just want local produce that tastes good. There's flavour to it, there's shelf life on it.
And for you, having it in the shop shelves, having it on restaurant tables and getting like an award like the Eurotalk Award, does that make all the hard work worthwhile?
I suppose so. I do take pride, I suppose, in the concept of being able to produce a consistent product that people like. Awards are very, very nice to have. The Eurotalks Award has been very, very good to me in that sense of getting public recognition or recognition within the sector. That's been great. But in my heart and soul, it's the person when I'm putting the box down there now and someone picks the bag out of the box before I even put up on the shelf and say, can I take that? No award can supplement that.
Kevin Wallace there speaking with Suzanne Campbell about growing vegetables using Korean natural farming methods. We're on 51551 for texts, countrywide at rte.ie for emails. We'll take a break.
Email countrywide at rte.ie.